Good afternoon, members. I'd like to call the Conference Committee on Jobs and Economic Development to order. We thank you so much for being here, and I just want you to know that we hope to have some productive work tonight. Just so folks know, I've had a chance to talk to the House, and what we're looking at doing before introductions, I'm just giving you this information. We are looking at going through the side-by-sides, and nonpartisan staff will take us through that in a way that they've already discussed. After that's been done, it's my understanding we will adopt the same and similars, and then that will complete our work tonight. And then we will look forward to meeting both privately and publicly to see what we can do in order to advance the bill. With that being said, I've already said welcome. I would like to also create an opportunity for Representative Hassan and then Representative Zhang to say welcome as well. Representative Hassan.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Jobs and Economic Development Jobs and Workforce. Is it workforce? No. Economic Development and Workforce Conference Committee. I'm Chair Hassan, and thank you for being here with us. As the Senator and the Chair explained, we'll go through the same and similar, and continue to have conversation publicly and privately, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize. Chair Hassan and I came here a little late. We were not aware that we were meeting right away. We were still in a posse caucus meeting, and so a good thing our staff texted us and we ran over here, but looking forward to the conversations tonight.
Thank you so much. And with that being said, I would like to make sure the other conference committee members can introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about who they are. And I'll start on my side, and then you can introduce those on your side. I'll start with Senator Gustafson.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Heather Gustafson. I represent SD 36. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Zainab, and I represent Senate District 63.
And that would be Senator Muhammad. We know that she is Zainab, but we like to refer to her as Senator Muhammad. And with that being said, we also have staff on our side that I'd certainly like to do that before I turn it over to Representative Hassan. Alexis Varner, who is our newest graduate, who graduated from the University of Minnesota yesterday. So Alexis Varner, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name's Alexis Varner. I'm Senator Champion, CLA.
And we have Ms. Nolder.
Mr. Chair and members, my name is Hannah Grunwald-Nolner. I'm the Senate Fiscal Analyst.
Mr. Chair and members, I am Carlin Doyle Fontaine, and I'm Senate Counsel for the Jobs Committee, Senate Jobs Committee.
I'm Tom Melton. I'm Senator Champion, CA, for the Jobs Committee in the Senate.
And for those people who are probably listening and who don't understand all these acronyms of CA, CLA, he's my committee administrator, and Alexis Varner is my committee legislative assistant. So with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Representative Hassan to introduce the House members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chair Chang already introduced himself. Representative Salesnikar.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Representative Hassan. I'm Representative Natalie Zalesnikar. I represent District 3B in northeastern Minnesota. Thank you.
Thank you, and then our staff, our CA.
Travis Reese, Committee Administrator for the Workforce Development Committee and the Economic Development Committee in the House.
And our nonpartisan staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Justin Cope, House Research.
Hi, I'm Ashley Ng. I'm House Fiscal Staff, the Workforce Committee.
Good evening, Chair and members. My name is Ken Savory. I'm the Fiscal Analyst for Economic Development Committee in the House.
And then we also have my CA, Elijah Henderson, as well as Chair Chang's CA, Bonzi Vu, that are sitting over there. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, again, welcome to everyone. In the back, we also have Danny Gillis, who is our researcher back there. And then we have some other staff back there who I can't really see. But we'll certainly make sure that they are recognized at a later time. So we will start with going through the side-by-side, and it's my understanding the nonpartisan staff discuss this aspect of things and determine who is going to go first. So I'm going to let nonpartisan staff go first, and they can introduce themselves and go from there.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Justin Cope, House Research. I'm going to begin the walkthrough of the comparison summary. In walking through, I'm going to be referring to a comparison summary document that should be in the members' packets. Starting on page one of that summary, on R66, there is a House-only provision that expires the Launch Minnesota program in June 30th of 2027. Also on R66, there is a provision that's the same in both bodies. This would eliminate an annual budget limit for community-based organizations under the Targeted Populations Workforce Grant Program. On R67, there's a series of provisions that are the same in both bodies, which establishes the Explore Minnesota Film as an office within Explore Minnesota and makes conforming changes. On R71, there's a Senate-only provision which makes another conforming change related to the establishment of the Explore Minnesota Film Office. On R71, there's a House-only provision which adds H-2A foreign agricultural workers to the definition of non-covered employment for the purposes of unemployment insurance. On R74, there is a provision that's similar in both bodies, respective bills that provides objectives, partnerships, reporting requirements, and other details for the Change Starts with Community Violence Prevention Program. On R75, there's a House-only provision that would establish a Center for Nursing Equity and Excellence within the University of Minnesota. On R76, there is a provision that's similar in both bodies that establishes the Shakopee Area Workforce Development Scholarship Pilot Program. On R79, both bodies have the same provision which instructs the revisor's office to codify a portion of a session law that allows deed to make transfers between certain programs. Also on R79, there's a Senate-only provision that repeals the Airport Infrastructure Renewal Grant Program statute. Again on R79, there's a provision that's similar in both bodies that modifies the definition of dislocated worker for the purposes of access to dislocated worker services, and that repeals subdivisions providing allocation cost limitations for dislocated worker program grantees. Turning to the next page of the comparison summary, on page R81, there's a number of provisions that are the same in both bodies' bills that amends definitions and modifies other provisions related to the Job Creation Fund program. On R86, there are two provisions that are the same in both bodies' bills that modify the use of grant amounts for grants under the Innovative Business Development Public Infrastructure Grant Program. On R88, there's another section that's the same in both bills that repeals a subdivision providing initial priorities for the grant program. On R88, there's a provision that's similar in both bodies that increases membership on the Energy Transition Advisory Committee to add a representative of a school district facing revenue loss due to energy transition. And then I'll turn it over to my Senate counterpart for the remainder of the summary.
Thank you. And Mr. Chair, I'll continue then with the remaining provisions on the comparison summary. I did want to point out that on the Senate side, there was a jobs policy bill, and then we had a jobs omnibus supplemental budget bill, and in the House side, they had a single bill. So some of the provisions from the Senate side will be from the jobs policy bill. So starting on R89, there were technical changes. The article is titled Technical Changes. R89, a similar provision in both the Senate and the House, specifies that the Northland Foundation may use up to 5% of the appropriation that they received for the Canadian Border Counties Economic Relief Program, that they may be used for administrative expenses. And the differences here are technical, and so that would just be something that needs to get figured out. On which grammatical phrasing is better. So that is a decision that would need to be made. Then on R89, and then on the House side, on R12 are two similar provisions that modify the availability of the Launch Minnesota appropriation that was made last year that makes it available until June 30th of 2027. And the differences here are also technical as far as the availability of the appropriation. But the House position, I think, as was mentioned earlier, eliminates the Launch Minnesota program in 2027 as well. Then on R90, beginning on R90, there's the small business program modification sections. There are six sections in the House and Senate that are similar, and they modify provisions within the small business programs administered by deed for the following programs: the Expanding Opportunity Fund Program, the Emerging Entrepreneur Program, and the Community Wealth Building Program Pilot Project. There are some language differences regarding the interest rate. There was some work that was done in this on the Senate side from the as introduced version, and then also some language surrounding lender criteria. And then the Senate contains an additional reporting requirement that was similar to the next section I'm going to discuss. And on the Senate side, there were some reporting requirements that were adopted in committee throughout this session. So on R91 is the section 3 is the Senate only provision, and this is another annual report to the legislature for the Small Business Assistance Partnership Program. Then there are Independent Living Services that is the next area of discussion. This section on R98 is a Senate-only section. It conforms Minnesota's program for the Centers of Independent Living Services with federal law and clarifies that that Independent Living Services are administered by the Vocational Rehabilitation Services Program. It makes some revisions to sites in federal law and then other grammatical changes. And finally, there are two sections that are Senate only on R99 under the Public Facilities Authority. The first section increases the maximum grant amount per project for the Water Infrastructure Funding Program from $5 million to $10 million. And then Section 2 increases the maximum grant amount for the Point Source Implementation Grant Program from $7 million to $12 million. And that is the comparison summary for the language provisions, Mr. Chair.
Okay. With that being said, I also think it would be important for us to go through the fiscal sheet as well, because there are some vast differences between the House and the Senate's bill, and I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page as we continue our discussions about both the general fund as well as the Workforce Development Fund. And I think I'm going to start with Ms. Noner.
Mr. Chair and members, I'll start by walking through the spreadsheet in your packets titled 2024 Workforce and Economic Development, Senate and House Comparison. And quickly, just to lay out the spreadsheet for you, columns B through G represent the Senate position in Senate File 5289, and columns A through M represent the House position. And the spreadsheet is largely broken up into two parts. First, a summary, which shows from lines 2 to 13, and then a more detailed part of the spreadsheet, which breaks up the bill between spending and revenue. So beginning with the summary on line 3, I'll actually go to line 4, the general fund net impact. Beginning with the Senate side is $1 million in fiscal year 24-25 and $2.194 million in fiscal year 26-27. The House has in fiscal year 24-25 just under $1 million and 997,000, and in the tails, savings of $4 million. On line 5 for Workforce Development Fund, the Senate has a total spend of $4.875 million in fiscal year 24-25, and the House has a total of $17 million. And then I'll just point out on line 6, there's a special revenue fund cost of $3 million on the Senate side only. The next few lines are just breaking up the totals between the two committees in the House, as they're in the same committee in the Senate, so breaking that up between workforce development and economic development. So beginning with deed, I'll start on line 33 under the Business and Community Development Division of Deed. Some House-only provisions here. First, the Asian Economic Development Association is having an extended availability in the rider language. So there's a reduction to the chapter from last year and then a reappropriation with that amount extended. On line 35, for Propel nonprofits, $497,000 one time in fiscal year 2025. For New American Development Center, $1 million in one-time funding. On line 37, Entrepreneur Fund, $1 million one time. For Coalition of Asian American Leaders, $500,000 one time. For line 39, Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Agency, $500,000 one time. And again, all of these first few appropriations are House only. Line 40, Fortis Capital, $300,000 one time. And there's another appropriation where the availability is being extended. So $2.5 million from Launch Minnesota is being reduced and then being reappropriated, as you'll see on page 2, on line 42. So that's a net zero change there. Beginning on line 43, the Senate and House have the same provision to reduce base funding for the Minnesota Film and TV Board, matching of $325,000 a year beginning in fiscal year 2025. And on line 44, the Senate and the House have the same reduction to the Minnesota Film and TV Board productions appropriation of $500,000 a year. On line 45, a Senate-only provision of Promise Act grants increasing to by $1 million in fiscal year 2024 and $3 million in fiscal year 2025. And this is broken up between, on line 46, South Minneapolis, South Hennepin, and Uptown for $1 million that first year, and the seven county metro in fiscal year 2025, the remaining $3 million. On line 48, there's a Senate-only provision reduction to 2023 law chapter 64, City of Minneapolis Lake Street Corridor. This is a reduction of $1 million. Then on line 49, the Senate and House have the same provision, which is canceling the Bloomington Expo 2027 funding from last year's jobs bill. On line 52, this is the special revenue transfer mentioned earlier, Senate only provision from the Jobs Creation Fund of $3 million. And I'll turn this over to Ms. Ng to continue on with employment and training.
Mr. Chair, looking at the employment and training programs, Division of Deed, we're going to start on line 60. All of these appropriations are from the Workforce Development Fund. Starting on line 60, there are $700,000 for the Shakopee Area Workforce Development Scholarships. This is the same provision between both bodies. On line 61, there's $250,000 in fiscal year 25 from the Senate to Inspire Change Clinic. On line 62, there is $250,000 in the Senate and $200,000 in the House to Boulder Options Youth Mentoring Program. On line 63, there is $1 million from the Senate and $500,000 from the House to North Minneapolis Change Starts with Community. On line 64, there is $375,000 for both bodies towards meat cutting grants. On line 65, there's $100,000 from the Senate and $75,000 from the House towards Inspire MSP. On line 66, there is $1 million in fiscal year 25 from the Senate towards child care business management solutions. On line 67, there is $100,000 from both bodies towards Lake County Ambulance Service Training Program. On line 68, there is $350,000 in fiscal year 25 from both bodies to the City of Austin for training for water operators and wastewater operations. On line 69, there is $250,000 from the Senate and $200,000 from the House towards Greater Minneapolis Council of Churches.
On line 70, there's $400,000 from the Senate towards vocal workforce development program. On line 71, there is $100,000 from the Senate towards community animal medicine professionals. On line 72, there is $550,000 from the House towards the Bethany Community Center. On line 73, there is $2 million from the House in fiscal year 25 for P fund. On line 74, there is $255,000 fiscal year 25 for the International Institute of Minnesota. On line 75, there is $200,000 from the House towards the Jobs Foundation. On line 76, there is $280,000 from the House towards Hired. On line 77, there is $100,000 in fiscal year 25 towards Equispace. On line 78, there is $1 million fiscal year 25 from the House towards Lakeview Methodist Healthcare. On line 79, there is $1 million fiscal year 25 from the House towards African Immigrants Community Services. On line 80, there is $1 million fiscal year 25 from the House towards Women Venture. On line 81, there is $1 million fiscal year 25 from the House towards Minnesota Black Chamber of Commerce. Moving on to page 3, there is $150,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards Summit Academy OIC. On 83, there is $250,000 from in fiscal year 25 from the House towards Karen Organization of Minnesota. On line 84, there's $100,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards Indigenous Roots. On line 85, there is $100,000 fiscal year 25 from the House towards Ramsey County and Milestone Community Development. On line 86, there is $100,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards Ramsey County People in Action. On line 87, there is $700,000 from the House fiscal year 25 for Metro Youth Diversion Center. On line 88, there is $174,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House for the Duluth Middle School Computer Program. On line 89, there is $171,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards Proctor Public Schools Program. On line 90, there is $2 million in fiscal year 25 from the House towards the City of Brooklyn Park. On line 91, there is $750,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards the Riverside Plaza Tenant Association. On line 92, there is $150,000 towards African Career Education and Resource Incorporated. On line 93, there's $150,000 from in fiscal year 25 from the House towards Organization of Liberians in Minnesota. On line 94, there's $180,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards Equitable Development Action. On line 95, there's $50,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards HIRFA International. On line 96, there's $50,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House for Kajuk. On line 97, there's $300,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards Theater Moo. On line 98, there is $100,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards Higher Works Collaborative. On line 99, there is $450,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards YWCA St. Paul. On line 100, there's $50,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards United Senior Lao American. On line 101, there is $100,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards Hmong American Farmers Association. On line 102, there's $240,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House towards Minnesota Zhejiang. On line 103, there is $250,000 from the House in fiscal year 25 towards the Minnesota Family Resiliency Partnership. On line 104, there's $300,000 in fiscal year 25 from the House for Ramsey County. Moving on to line 112, this is the General Support Services Division of DEED. This is the same provision from both bodies. Sets the base lower to $2 million each fiscal year for a general fund savings of $4 million for the biennium. And then moving on to the Vocational Rehabilitation Services Division of DEED. This provision on line 120 and 121 extends the availability of the employment support for persons with mental illness from the general fund. And this is the same in both bodies. And moving back to my Senate colleague.
Mr. Chair and members, so moving on to Explore Minnesota Tourism, which starts on the next page. So on page 4, line 126, the Senate and House both have funding for the 2026 Special Olympics at different amounts. So the Senate has it at $2.9 million and the House has $1 million, both one-time funding. For Explore Minnesota Film, the House has $725,000 in fiscal year 2025, then $525,000 per year ongoing. On line 128, for the Film's Productions Jobs Program, the House has $300,000 beginning fiscal year 2025 each year ongoing. On line 129 for Kajug, $400,000 in fiscal year 2025 one time. On line 130, Minnesota Sports and Events, World Junior Hockey Championships, $1 million in fiscal year 2025 one time. Then on line 131 for Ishara, a reduction of $400,000 in fiscal year 2024. The next few agencies don't have any changes. And then beginning on line 138 for Public Facilities Authority, the Senate only has a provision for grants for water systems with PFAs of $3.9 million ongoing beginning in fiscal year 2025. And then moving down to line 151 under the University of Minnesota, the House has one-time funding of $250,000 for the Center for Nursing Equity and Excellence. And that concludes the spending in Senate File 5289 in both bodies. And then I'll just point out for revenue on the Senate side, there's a transfer from the Job Creation Fund of $3 million in a one-time transfer, which shows up on line 159. And Mr. Chair, that concludes the spreadsheet. We'll stop there for any questions.
Thank you. And Ms. Nolmer, I just want to make sure that I'm clear. From the Workforce Development Fund, the Senate spends $4.8 million, is that correct?
Mr. Chair and members, that's correct, $4.875 million.
And the House spends $17
million? Mr. Chair, members, the House spends $17 million, that's correct.
And just for clarity, you members, the Special Revenue Fund, you know, comes from the Job Creation Fund? And what is used for, as it sits right now, is to support the Promise Act and where we're giving money or allowing for there to be money for the suburbs. Because one of the places or spaces where we did not address was around the suburbs. So that's where that goes. And that's excluding Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Duluth, I think. Anyway, bottom line is...
And Greater Minnesota.
So it's just for these suburbs, just so everyone would have some clarity as to what is happening there. And as it pertains to the economic development, we both did a repeal of the Bloomington funds, which is around $5 million. And then for our target, we only had $1 million general fund. Am I correct on that, Ms. Nona?
Mr. Chair and members, that's correct. $1 million in fiscal year 24.
So I just want us to be clear as pertains to the landscape. Any questions before we go on and do policy, same or similars? Any questions about anything to, any questions for nonpartisan staff around the spreadsheet or the side-by-side? All right, then we will go on and do some of the just the same and similars, and then we will be out of here for the evening. specifically, when we think in terms of side-by-side, I'm going to go through who would be great to move these provisions, and if you have a questions or issue, you can certainly let me know and we can discuss them. Senator Muhammad moves adoption of Senate Section 1 of page R66 of the side-by-side for jobs supplemental budget bill and House Section 6 of the job supplemental budget bill. Any questions on that motion or that provision? Is that your motion, Senator Muhammad? Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Gustafson moves adoption of Senate Section 2 through 6 on page R67 of the side-by-side for job supplemental bill, budget bill, and House Section 9 through 13 of the job supplemental budget bill. That's your motion, Senator Gustafson? Any discussion about that provision? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. I have here for Representative Hassan moves adoption of Senate Section 8 on page R74 of the side-by-side for jobs and supplemental bill. You want to take a look at that?
Okay, that's my
motion. All right. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Representative Zhang moves adoption of Senate Section 10 on page R79 of the side-by-side for deed policy and House Section 13 of the job supplemental bill. Is that your motion, Representative Zhang?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Representative Zaleskandar. Did I get it right? Moves adoption of Senate Sections 1 through 2 on page R79 of the side-by-side of the job supplemental budget bill. Is that your motion?
Yes, that's my motion.
Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Muhammad moves adoption of Sections 1 through 4 on page R81 of the side-by-side of the job supplemental budget bill and House Section 1 through 4 of the job supplemental bill. So moved. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Gustafson moves adoption of Senate Sections 1 to 2 on page R86 of the side-by-side of the job supplemental budget bill and House Section 1 to 2 of the job supplemental budget bill. Senator Gustafson, is that your motion? Any discussion on the Gustafson motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Representative Hassan moves adoption of Senate Section 88 on page R88 of the side-by-side of the job supplemental budget bill and House Section 20 of the job supplemental budget bill.
That's my motion, Mr. Chair.
All right. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Now, members, Senator Muhammad will move adoption of the information on R79. That's the air report, and it repeals that program. And that's something that was initially just a Senate provision, but it's my understanding the House is okay with that. Is my understanding? And is that your motion, Senator Muhammad?
That's my motion.
All right. Any discussion about that, so that we can make sure everyone is on the same page? That came from Deed. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Representative Zhang moves adoption of Senate Sections 1 on page R88 of the side-by-side of the job supplemental budget. Is that your motion, Representative Zhang?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
All right. Any other discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Muhammad moves adoption, lastly, of Senate Section 1 on page R89 of the side-by-side of the job supplemental bill. Is that your motion? Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, that's what we have today, because what we just went through were the same and similars. Any other discussion about anything about the schedule, or are we ready to adjourn for the evening? Seeing no one's clamoring to talk, that is a good sign that you're ready to go. With that being said, any final comments from anyone? Seeing none, the committee is adjourned. Until the call of the...